Q8, how do you implement synchronous versus asynchronous invocation in AWS Lambda with Java? Synchronous invocation waits for the function to complete before returning a response. Asynchronous invocation returns immediately, and Lambda processes the function in the background. You can choose the invocation type by specifying it when calling the Lambda function via the SDK. Q9, how can you scale AWS Lambda functions in Java? AWS Lambda automatically scales your function based on the incoming traffic. Lambda functions scale horizontally, meaning multiple instances of the function can run concurrently. However, you can configure concurrency limits to control the scaling behavior. Q10, can AWS Lambda functions access other AWS services, and how is this done in Java? Yes, AWS Lambda functions can access other AWS services like S3, DynamoDB, SNS, etc. This is done through the AWS SDK for Java. You can create clients for these services in your Lambda function and interact with them using the SDK's API. Q1, how can you increase the timeout limit for AWS Lambda in Java? The timeout limit for AWS Lambda can be configured when creating or updating the function. You can set the timeout to a maximum of 15 minutes, 900 seconds. This is done through the Lambda function's configuration settings in the AWS Management Console or using the AWS SDK for Java. Q2, how can you handle AWS Lambda function retries in Java? AWS Lambda automatically retries asynchronous invocations in case of failure, but you can control the retry behavior for certain scenarios, such as configuring dead letter queues, DLQ, and retry strategies. For example, you can use the AWS SDK to specify retry policies. Q3, how do you integrate AWS Lambda with Amazon API Gateway in Java? You can integrate AWS Lambda with Amazon API Gateway by setting up an API Gateway endpoint and linking it to your Lambda function. In Java, you can use the AWS SDK or AWS Management Console to configure the API Gateway and create an HTTP endpoint that triggers the Lambda function when called. Q4, how do you invoke AWS Lambda functions asynchronously in Java? To invoke a Lambda function asynchronously in Java, you can use the invoke request object and specify the invocation type as event. This means that the function returns immediately without waiting for the response. Q5, how do you handle API request and response mapping with AWS Lambda in Java? When integrating with API Gateway, you can define mapping templates to map the input and output between API Gateway and your Lambda function. The mapping templates are written in Velocity Template Language, VTL, and can be used to transform the data format between JSON and other formats as needed. Q6, can you deploy AWS Lambda functions using Java frameworks like Spring Boot? Yes, you can deploy AWS Lambda functions packaged within a Spring Boot application using AWS Lambda's custom runtime. This can be achieved using the Spring Cloud Starter AWS library and the Spring Boot AWS Lambda module to simplify the deployment process. Q7, how do you store and retrieve stateful data with AWS Lambda functions in Java? AWS Lambda is inherently stateless, but you can use Amazon DynamoDB, Amazon S3, or other persistent storage solutions to store and retrieve stateful data. You can store temporary data in DynamoDB or S3 and retrieve it as needed during the Lambda function's execution. Q8, what is the maximum payload size for AWS Lambda invocations in Java? The maximum payload size for synchronous invocations is 6 megabytes, and for asynchronous invocations, it is 256 kilobytes. For larger data, you can use Amazon S3 for storing large payloads and pass S3 object references to the Lambda function. Q9, how do you secure AWS Lambda functions when accessing resources like S3 in Java? To secure AWS Lambda functions, you should use AWS IAM, Identity, and Access Management. Roles with the minimum required permissions for accessing other AWS services like S3. You can attach a role to your Lambda function and define policies that restrict access to specific resources and actions. Q10, how can you monitor Lambda function performance and troubleshoot issues in Java? You can monitor AWS Lambda performance using Amazon CloudWatch metrics such as invocation count, duration, and error count. For more detailed insights, you can also log custom metrics using the CloudWatch SDK or Lambda logging feature. Additionally, you can use X-Ray for tracing the function execution and analyzing performance bottlenecks. Q1, how do you handle versioning of AWS Lambda functions in Java? Lambda function versions are automatically created when you publish a new version. You can use the AWS SDK for Java to publish a new version and manage aliases to route traffic to different versions of your Lambda function. Q2, how do you handle large payloads in AWS Lambda functions in Java? For large payloads, you can use Amazon S3 to store the data and pass the S3 object reference, bucket and key, to the Lambda function. This allows you to process large data efficiently without exceeding Lambda's payload size limits. Q3, how can you configure the memory for an AWS Lambda function in Java? The memory for an AWS Lambda function can be configured in the Lambda function settings. You can specify memory between 128 MB and 10,240 MB. Increasing memory can improve performance, especially for memory-intensive functions. Q4, how do you handle environment variables in AWS Lambda functions using Java? You can define environment variables in the Lambda function configuration. These environment variables can be accessed within your Java code using the system.getenv method. Q5, how can you set up AWS Lambda to handle events from Amazon S3 in Java? To handle events from Amazon S3, you can configure S3 as an event source for AWS Lambda. Whenever a specified event, such as an object creation, occurs in the S3 bucket, Lambda will be triggered. You can configure this through the AWS Management Console or use the AWS SDK to associate the Lambda function with the S3 bucket events. Q6, what is the maximum execution timeout for AWS Lambda functions in Java? The maximum execution timeout for an AWS Lambda function is 15 minutes, 900 seconds. This means that a Lambda function will be terminated after running for 15 minutes unless the execution completes earlier. Q7, how do you handle retries in AWS Lambda for failed invocations in Java? When using AWS Lambda with services like Amazon SQS or SNS, you can enable automatic retries for failed invocations. You can also configure dead letter queues, DLQs, to capture failed invocations. For async invocations, Lambda will retry the function twice by default before sending the failure to the DLQ. Q8, how do you set up Lambda concurrency limits in Java? You can set concurrency limits for your Lambda functions in the Lambda console or using the AWS SDK. This allows you to control the number of instances of your function that run simultaneously, preventing overloading of downstream resources. Q9, how can you log data in AWS Lambda using Java? You can use the system.out.println method to log data in AWS Lambda. These logs are automatically sent to Amazon CloudWatch, where you can monitor and analyze the logs for debugging and performance analysis. Q10, how do you invoke AWS Lambda functions synchronously in Java? To invoke an AWS Lambda function synchronously in Java, you can set the invocation type to request response in the invoke request. The function will return a response immediately after execution. Q1, how do you handle Amazon DynamoDB streams with AWS Lambda in Java? To handle DynamoDB streams with Lambda, you can configure DynamoDB as an event source for your Lambda function. Whenever a change occurs in the DynamoDB table, such as insert, update, or delete, the corresponding event will be sent to Lambda. Q2, how can you integrate AWS Lambda with Amazon API Gateway in Java? You can integrate AWS Lambda with Amazon API Gateway by configuring API Gateway to trigger Lambda functions when HTTP requests are made. You define the resource and methods in API Gateway and set up Lambda as the backend. Q3, how do you monitor AWS Lambda function performance in Java? You can monitor AWS Lambda function performance using Amazon CloudWatch. Lambda automatically sends logs, metrics, and other performance data to CloudWatch. You can track function duration, invocations, and errors. Q4, how do you handle Lambda function scaling in Java? Lambda automatically scales to handle incoming requests. However, you can set reserved concurrency to control the maximum number of simultaneous executions for a function. This helps prevent function overuse during traffic spikes. Q5, what are the limitations of AWS Lambda in terms of execution time and payload size? The maximum execution time for AWS Lambda is 15 minutes, 900 seconds. The maximum payload size for synchronous invocations is 6 megabytes and for asynchronous invocations, it is 256 kilobytes. You should consider these limitations when designing Lambda functions for large data processing tasks. Q6, how can you trigger AWS Lambda from AWS S3 events in Java? To trigger Lambda from AWS S3 events, configure S3 bucket notifications to invoke the Lambda function when a specific event, like object creation or deletion, happens. This can be done through the S3 console or using the AWS SDK. Q7, how do you secure access to AWS Lambda functions in Java? You can secure access to Lambda functions using AWS Identity and Access Management, IAM, policies. Create IAM roles with the necessary permissions and assign them to Lambda functions to control who can invoke your Lambda functions. Q8. How do you handle Lambda function dependencies in Java? Lambda functions in Java typically use Maven or Gradle for dependency management. You include your dependencies in the project's pom.xml or build.gradle file and package the JAR file with the dependencies before deployment to Lambda. Q9, how do you test AWS Lambda functions locally in Java? You can use the AWS Lambda Java Runtime API to test Lambda functions locally. AWS provides the AWS SAM CLI to emulate Lambda locally for testing. Alternatively, you can use tools like the Lambda Local Framework for local function invocations. Q10, what is the purpose of Lambda layers in Java? Lambda layers allow you to manage and share libraries and dependencies across multiple Lambda functions. You can create a layer containing common dependencies and reference it from different Lambda functions, simplifying deployment and reducing duplication. Q1, how do you handle AWS Lambda timeouts in Java? You can handle Lambda timeouts by configuring the timeout value in the Lambda function settings. You should also implement proper exception handling in your Java code to catch timeout exceptions and log the necessary information for debugging. Q2, how do you pass custom event data to an AWS Lambda function in Java? You can pass custom event data to a Lambda function using a JSON object or custom class as the event payload. The Lambda function will receive the event as an input parameter, and you can parse the data accordingly. Q3, how can you manage environment variables for AWS Lambda functions in Java? You can manage environment variables for AWS Lambda functions using the AWS Management Console or AWS CLI. These environment variables can be accessed in Java using the system.getenv method. Q4, how do you implement error handling in AWS Lambda with Java? You can implement error handling in AWS Lambda by using try-catch blocks in your Java code. Additionally, you can configure a dead letter queue, DLQ, to store events that couldn't be processed successfully. Q5, how do you optimize AWS Lambda performance with Java? To optimize AWS Lambda performance, minimize the cold start time by reducing the size of your deployment package, using provisioned concurrency, and implementing efficient code execution. You can also split large functions into smaller ones. Q6, how do you implement retries in AWS Lambda for failed invocations in Java? You can configure AWS Lambda to automatically retry failed invocations for asynchronous events. In Java, you can use retry logic within the function or configure Lambda's retry behavior in the event source mapping. Q7, how do you handle large payloads in AWS Lambda with Java? For large payloads, you can use Amazon S3 to store the data and pass the S3 object URL to your Lambda function. This helps avoid Lambda's payload size limitations and ensures better performance for large data. Q8, how do you debug AWS Lambda functions written in Java? You can debug AWS Lambda functions using AWS CloudWatch logs to capture logs, or you can invoke the function locally using AWS SAM CLI. You can also use AWS X-Ray for tracing requests and finding performance bottlenecks. Q9, how do you deploy AWS Lambda functions in Java using AWS CLI? You can deploy Lambda functions using AWS CLI by packaging the function into a JAR file, uploading it to Amazon S3, and then creating or updating the Lambda function with the CLI command.